This week's parsha describes how the tzivui for the building of the Mishkan was carried out by Bezalel and all of the artisans that helped him. The pasuk says, "Re'u kara Hashem b'shem Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur l'mata Yehuda." The Torah identifies Bezalel by listing his genealogy through his grandfather Chur. Why does the Torah have to mention Chur? What does that have to do with the Mishkan? The Torah could have identified Bezalel by just calling him Bezalel ben Uri. Why was it necessary to mention the grandfather Chur as well? The pasuk says at the beginning of Parshas Truma, "Va'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'salchem." The Torah tells us what the tachlis of the Mishkan is. The Mishkan is a place where the Shechina can be shore. But the Torah in this pasuk is also alluding to the condition that is necessary in order for the Shechina to be shore in the Mishkan. And that is va'asu li mikdash, that the Mishkan has to be made li l'shmi. The only way the Shechina was going to be shore in the Mishkan is if Bnei Yisrael built the Mishkan l'shem shamayim. If there was no ulterior motive mixed into the process, but it was done completely to be marbe kvod shamayim. The more selfless they were in the building of the Mishkan, the more the Shechina was going to be shore in that mokum. Medrash explains that that's why Chur was zoche, that his grandson Bezalel was the main builder of the Mishkan. Because who was Chur? Chur was the son of Miriam. And when Bnei Yisrael made the Egel, Chur gave them tochacha for it, and they killed him. Rashi in Parshas Kisis alludes to this idea. Pasuk says, "Va'even mizbeach lefonav," that Aaron built the mizbeach before the Egel. Rashi quotes from Chazal another level of interpretation, that the words of the pasuk should be read, "Va'yoven mizavuach lefonav," that he understood from the zavuach lefonav, from the one that was killed in front of him, from Chur. And Chur gave tochacha to the people and they killed him. So Aaron realized that if he doesn't listen to the people, if he doesn't find a way to do something for the Egel, he didn't want them to serve the Egel, but if he didn't build a mizbeach before the Egel, then they're gonna kill him as well. So Chur was mosa nefesh l'man Hashem that they shouldn't serve the Egel. There can be no greater act of self-sacrifice. What greater demonstration of selflessness can there be than giving up one's life l'man Hashem? Says the Medrash, that's why Chur was Zochem, that Bezalel, his grandchild, built the Mishkan. Because the Mishkan was a place of selflessness, where the goal, the focus had to be to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the purest way, only l'shem Shamayim, without any ulterior motives mixed in. Because selfless behavior brings the Shechina closer to us. We find this idea as well at the end of Parshas Nasan. The Torah describes the karbonos that the Nesiim brought at the Chanukah Samishkan. And we know that the Nesiim brought the same karbon. Each one of the Nesiim brought exactly the same karbon. Rashi quotes from Chazal that Nesanel ben Tzur, the Nasi of Shevet Yisochar, was the one that gave them the Eitzah to bring these karbonos. We know that all the Mefarshim are troubled. Why does the Torah have to repeat the carbon so many times? It's a Balkari's dream, but why is it necessary to mention 12 times that they brought exactly the same carbon? We all know the Niggin, right? The Torah could have just said that this was the carbon that the 12 Nesiim brought and list off the Nesiim, and that would have been enough. Why did it have to say it 12 times? There are different answers that the Mefarshim give. The Chafetz Chaim is a very beautiful idea. Chafetz Chaim says, what Eitzah did Nesanel ben Tzur give them? Did he only give them the Eitzah to bring the Karbonos? He gave them the Eitzah that this is a wonderful idea that the Nesiim, that the leaders should bring Karbonos at the Chanukah Samishkan. It's certainly a very admirable thing to do. But the Chafetz Chaim wants to suggest that maybe the Eitzah that Nesanel gave them is not just that they should bring the Karbonos, but that each one should bring the same Karbon. That was part of the Eitzah. That they shouldn't outshine each other, they shouldn't try to outdo each other, they shouldn't try to promote themselves, but rather they should be selfless in this carbon. That everyone should give exactly the same thing. Because that would show that the focus of the Mishkan is not to promote oneself, but rather to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the proper way. This would set the tone for all of the future avoda of the Mishkan. That was the Eitzah that Nesanel ben Tzur gave him. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved it so much. That's why he wanted to be mekabel these karbonos. Because he saw that the Nesiim understood what the Mishkan's all about. It's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, it's about serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that's marbekvot shamayim, that shows that we care about him and not about ourselves. That we're not trying to promote our own agenda, we're not trying to make ourselves look great, we're just trying to do what's right. And it's for the same reason that the korbanos tzibur come from a machzis hashekel. This week is Parsha Shkolim. Why do we give a machzis hashekel? Everyone gives exactly the same amount and they only give a half. So many of the mafarshim point out that it's to show the unity of Klal Yisrael, that there's value in each and every individual, and that no one's better than the other one. The Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, is not a place for a person to promote themselves and to show how great a carbon they can bring. No, we bring the Karbonos Tzibur from a machzis hashekel to show that I'm incomplete without other people joining together with me. I see the value in the other people as well. And we're all giving the same thing because all of Klal Yisrael has value, and the goal of my Avodas Hashem is not to promote myself, but rather to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'asu li Mikdash v'shachanti b'socham is a message that's relevant not only for the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, but also for the Mikdash HaMa'at that each one of us hopes to build. The Gemara in Sota says that ish ve'isha zochu shechina b'neim, that when a husband and wife are zocha, the shechina is shor in their bais. How can they be zocha that the shechina is going to be shor in their bais? Through tefillah? Of course. It's certainly an important ingredient. A person has to daven that the shechina should be shor in their home. But a husband and wife can also be zocha that the shechina will be shor in their home through their actions, through their behavior. One of the most important midos in a marriage is the mid of selflessness, hisbatlus, to care not about one's personal agenda, one's personal advancement, but rather to care about the benefit of the union, to sacrifice for the benefit of the union, for the other individual. That's one of the most important midos in a marriage. When a person is selfless in marriage, when a person looks to the interest of the union, when a person looks out for the needs of their spouse, that brings the Shekhinah closer, because selfless behavior always brings the Shekhinah closer. If we internalize the message of Nisan al Ben Sur and the message of Chur, then hopefully we'll be Zochem, just as the Shekhinah was Shoreh in the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash, it will also be Shoreh in Avatim, in the Mikdash HaMa'at, that will be Zochem to build.